Good morning, everyone. It is great to see you all here in church this morning. Give God a round of applause this morning. Before Mass begins today, I want to have a couple of announcements. First of all, you may have noticed there's a yellow paper that I have produced. It really has all of the instructions that are necessary for all of us to come to church. And it's important that all of us cooperate with these restrictions. It's important. They're not made to make your life miserable. It is made that all of us, when we gather in this kind of a space, that we're safe. Amen? The first is that everyone is required to wear a face covering, a face mask. I think everybody has one on right now. So I will be wearing mine as well to give good modeling and good leadership outside of course, when I'm preaching and speaking at the altar. But please wear a face mask. It may be uncomfortable to you, but we know this is a way that all of us can stay safe. And so we ask everyone in church, when you come into this building, and so when you leave this building, to please have your face covered with a face mask. Secondly, we know the pews have been marked. I'm very grateful for those who helped us to have social distancing. You may have to adjust yourself. It's okay to move to the middle part of the pew that somebody else can find some space as well. But we know, please use the pews that are marked off. They're marked off for a reason. And please do not remove those signs. They're there for a purpose. So please, I think we have plenty of room today in church. We thank God for a very big building that allows us to have plenty of space. We're allowed to have 50% of our capacity, and we are below that today. We want to be, again, to be safe. I did note that there are missalettes that are available. Some people do want to read the readings along or pray the creed, perhaps. If you take a missalette, it's yours. Okay, amen?
Amen.
So take it and put your name on it and bring it back, and it's your missalette. If you leave it behind, it's going to be thrown away. So if you want a missalette, there's some in the back of church. Take one and keep it. Put it in your pocketbook, whatever you do, and bring it to church with you, whether it's whatever you do. But again, some people have asked for that, so I made a little bit of an exception. But I ask you, please, do not leave it behind, because the church will be, of course, cleaned after Mass, as it always is, and to make sure everything is safe. So again, please use a missalette if you want one, and to take it with you. As you know, the sign of peace is no longer going to be offered right now, so just be aware of that. And also, the precious blood, of course, is not offered. So those are things that are not so much my restrictions, they're church restrictions, so they're meant to all of us to be safe. And again, also, respect people's distance. Some people just really are health freaks, whatever, just really do not want to be very close with each other. So, and it's difficult kind of getting back into this new reality. So respect each other. Maybe a wave from a distance is fine, or bow, but let us be respectful of people's space, because the way we do this and do it well is going to make sure that all of us can continue to have Mass in this way and worship in God's house in a very way. I have no doubt we will do this and do it well as we did last Sunday. And so welcome to St. Martin de Porres. We have a great celebration today. But again, please be mindful of all those restrictions as we celebrate the Eucharist as God's family.
Good morning, everyone. Today is the feast of the most precious body and blood of Christ, or in some circles, Corpus Christi. Our faith tells us that the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ, is the source and summit of our faith. For months, we've been away from church. For months, we've been away from the Eucharist. Never take that for granted. Take this time to remember those days when we could not be here, and enjoy the time that you are. Remember, God lives within each and every one of us. To have his body within us makes us even stronger. And for the journey ahead, we're going to need that strength. So welcome to St. Martin de Porres, and Mass will begin. Our opening hymn this morning is Every Praise, so please rise.
Thank you.
our God. Every word of worship. One accord. Every praise. To our God. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's due our God. Every praise. It's to our God. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. One accord. Every praise. It's to our God. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's due our God. Every praise. It's to our God. Take it up. Every praise. To our God. Every word of worship. One accord. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Come on, church, take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship. One accord. Every praise is to our God. To our God. This is the part that I love. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
God, my
Savior.
God, my Savior.
God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship
with one accord.
Every praise
to our God.